Hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome to a no-nonsense preview of the Ultra episode, Ultras Only, for all you Ultras who are maybe listening to this, just to laugh, to hear what they all just have to listen to. You know where to get this.
They're such loyal Ultras, they tune in just to get this intro and the outro, and then they listen to the whole episode over. They want to miss a second.
Yeah, that's what they do, apparently, you know. That's what I'm hearing in the terraces. But look, if you want to be part of that, honestly, pretty rude, snide group, to be honest, if that's what they're doing, if that's what they're getting up to, you know, it's not very nice. But if you want to be part of that, if you want to, you know, get in with the herd mentality there and just laugh at the others, the link is in the description of this episode. We're doing Champions League this week, Arsenal. A very good run to be proud of, Will, I would say. And you would agree. We're doing Real Madrid, we're doing City, we're doing all the games, and here's a little preview of that episode coming up right now.
Enjoy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a no-nonsense podcast. An animal is most dangerous when it's wounded, Will.
Everyone says it. Everyone always says it.
That's the theme of this week's Champions League episode. I mean, we had Dortmund losing going into their home tie, but still, Atletico Madrid. PSG losing, going to Barcelona. You had Bayern Munich, who were literally injured with players. And we had Real Madrid, not the team they used to be, going to Man City, where they would undoubtedly be ground down to a fine footballing powder. The City cut back their way to another semi-final. But all those teams came through, despite probably the odds, I'd imagine. Maybe the Bayern was the only one that they were favourites in, but all the other ones went against the odds. Huge day for the bookmakers, I guess. Is that what they say when the favourites lose?
It was such an exciting round of fixtures because, again, like you said, every single game you went in going, well, City have this. And, oh,
yeah,
that's surprising. Oh, well, Arsenal should have this. Oh, every single time. It was amazing.
It was great because, like, it's like football is not, like, written in stone. It's not mathematical. You know,
yeah.
It's not a game of chess, folks. Okay. This is why sport's great, because these things can happen. They can just go to penalties, then bam. Bernardo Silva hits that kind of penalty and it's, whoa, Real Madrid are through, you know? Like, I looked it up there a month ago, we had the title, the worst Champions League ever, question mark?
Yeah.
Now it's like,
it was at the time.
This is maybe the best, you know? End on a high. Yeah. Don't change it.
I saw someone asking that, like, is this now the best Champions League of all time?
Yeah.
But one of the first replies was the Trent quick corner taken, that comeback, and the last minute Lucas Moura hat-trick happened on the same day.
Yeah. No, listen.
So, like, that was next level. The final that year was terrible, but that run-in was amazing.
There's very few finals that are actually good in any competition. Yeah. You know, you could make an unbelievable package of unforgettable moments that you have forgotten from every Champions League for the last 10 years, including this one, and probably even last year's one. If you really wanted to, you go, oh yeah, that was a good goal. I just completely forgot about it because, you know, life outside of this exists, you know. But It has been really exciting round, especially on the group stages and the other knockout rounds. It looked like football was broken beyond repair, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe there's something to this, like, endless amount of games. Maybe that's the greatest leveler, you know.
That's the thing, like, I could be wrong, but I think a lot of the other leagues, they don't have as relentless. It feels like their leagues care a bit more about the clubs than the Premier League does, which is what the Premier League always says. Like, why are we playing every 2 days? It's insane, lads. And it feels like that used to be a problem, but now it's like, it's a necessity. It's the only way we can stop these lads.
Yeah, oh, that's what we should do. We should be the first podcast to do that. Oh, the Premier League is suffering now because there's no winter break. That didn't seem to be a problem the last couple of years, but now yeah, it's exactly. Like, we're back to that. So that's the only reason Real Madrid won, because the winter break. Look at Dortmund then, Bayern still in it, winter break. Yeah, no, it was a great round of fixtures, and not so much if you were an Arsenal fan. It's probably been a pretty tough week if you're an Arsenal fan, to be honest. They're out officially of one competition, the Champions League. And not out of the Premier League, but it's looking less likely that they're going to win it. Arteta was injured after the game, and there was no excuses, there was no anything. It was just utter defeat and guttedness.
Not an encouraging sign for a team that's about to go on the biggest run-in in the Premier League they've ever had.
It would want to be. I don't think it is going to be. I don't think anybody's thinking that. I think it's just like, let's look to your best, right? Yeah. If you are an Arsenal fan this week and this is really affecting you, I think maybe that's a sign. Just, you know, ask yourself, is this really doing you any good? Is this helping you achieve your personal and professional goals? Is this maybe not helping your goals, but is it hindering them? That's the real question, you know. Maybe just go outside, you know, learn about stuff. The world is a wide, wonderful place, you know. It's not all about this. Maybe this isn't the thing. This is not the thing you should be focusing on. There's a lot out there, you know. Yeah. I think if any of these questions are making you think, maybe he's on something here, I'm telling you, that's what I'm doing. You know, I think I'm just going to move on from football entirely after this. It's tough.
You're going to sit in silence. You're still going to do the podcast, but whenever I'm speaking to you about football, you're just not going to respond.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
No, I didn't see any football this week. I haven't seen football in years. No, I don't know why we're still doing this. I don't know why people keep downloading. I have nothing to add. Yeah, it's... The one thing about this second leg for the Arsenal-Barn game was there's a lot less goals happening. 3-2 in the first leg, 1-0 in this leg. Arsenal kind of were kind of probing a lot. Bayern were injured, as I mentioned. No Chef Gnabry tonight.
No cooking.
No Alphonso Davies, also in that wing. Only kind of Sané to contend with. Which they were trying to isolate against Tomiyasu. Kind of on the break. And very cagey. I mean, I think literally Tuchel after the game said it was like a chess match. And I was like, oh.
Shut up about chess.
I don't think Arsenal are even that good at chess, I think. Yeah. More of a checkers side, you know, just jumping people. What was your take on the game? Did you see the highlights of it, or were you watching the other game? Or
So I was watching the City Madrid game live, as I figured you'd have the Arsenal side covered because you're all set for one of the greatest nights in club history.
Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, I watched the highlights, and from what I got from the extended highlights was it went chance here for Arsenal, chance for Arsenal. Bayern's goal, nothing, last kick of the game. That was the highlights, because it seemed like once the goal came in, it didn't feel like Arsenal made any big chances, as they say.
No, they didn't really. And there was a big call from the TNT commentators, get it in, put it in the box, get it in, you know, which you'll often see it like Sunday league games and stuff. People just like, get it in, pump it in, put it long.
Score!
You know? Put it in the fucking goal. Which is like, you know, and I think, just off the Arsenal way, is it? He came very close to saying, the trouble with Arsenal is, you know.
Yeah.
No, it's try walking in. But it was just that Bayern were not panicking. They were defending, like, you know, parking the bus, but not in a panicked way of like, I'm just going to stand in space here and look like I'm defending. They were like getting out to the man. They weren't given any kind of free chances to put the ball in. They were in very good shape. They were well organized. And I said this a couple weeks ago, beware a Bayern side don't have the league wrapped up, who have nothing left to play
They've
for.
They've got something to play for.
They're not even in the cup. They're out of the cup. They're out of the league. They lost the league. Like, this is literally
this all, is all they have.
All they have. I mean, we saw how many years of those three in a row that Real Madrid won, do you think they won the league?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They didn't win the league much years at all. Barcelona had it wrapped up. Atletico Madrid, I think, won those years. Maybe not actually, but you know, like, they weren't winning the league every year while winning the Champions League. If you have a really good team with really good players, experienced players that Bayern do, and you have one game to focus on and you're not worried about the league or the cup coming up in the midweek, you know, that's a dangerous side.
Yeah.
Tuchel obviously wants this. This is all going towards the CV. Now all these stats are coming out, being like the fourth ever manager to get to the Champions League semi-final with three different teams. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know that. You know, if he got knocked out, he's not anything. He's not any number. You know, if he gets to the final, he's only the first manager ever to get the Champions League final with three different teams. Chelsea, PSG, and then Bayern. So he wants this. The players want this. You know, I think for the likes of Neuer and Müller, this is a great chance for them to get one more Champions League. Probably the last chance. So, I mean, it's a good Bayern side. You wouldn't really want to bet against them. They had Arsenal had a post, social media post, if you didn't see it, it just said a Champions League run to be proud of.
Yes.
You don't approve this message, Will?
I don't. I don't think. And again, I'm not like, what are Arsenal thinking? I mean, it's just a fucking social media guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, got to post at least 3 times today. He's thinking, I'm sure he had a graphic done. But yeah, I don't know. I think they got by Porto with penalties. Their group, they probably, of the big Premier League teams, they probably had the easiest run in. Now, they fucking did it, not like Man United, who fucked it in an easy group as well.
Hmm.
But I don't know, it just felt weird seeing like, we did it. We finally got to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. It's like, that wasn't what it felt like coming in, though. It felt like you were flying it. All the commentators we said in after one of the Arsenal games are saying, here they are, the second favourites.
Yeah, well, that was a strange time where it was like, this is the worst Champions League ever. How do we hype this up? And they're scratching at the surface there. But this is a club that hadn't been in the Champions League for 7 years, Will.
That's true.
This is a team of players who came from West Ham, Brighton and Brentford, who went out by one goal against Bayern Munich, a team who's won the league for 11 years in a row. Who've been to Champions League finals, who won the Champions League 3 years ago. You don't think that's something to be proud of, this young team? Like, you don't think that that's, it's like, oh, win it or don't, that's something to be proud of there?
No, it's, I think we're, I'm blinded by seeing them every week in the Premier League and being like, God, this Arsenal team are unbelievable. Like, they're tearing teams apart week by week. And then it just feels so different when they go out to the Champions League. You know, it doesn't feel like it's the same team that I've seen a few weeks ago.
I think you'd be proud of the effort, though.
Ah, well, yeah, of course.
So you agree then there's a Champions
League? Yeah, you've changed my mind.
Good to see that. No, I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, you haven't been there for 7 years. That's it is a young team. We all know them on social media. Like, if you just go and say, we have been eliminated from Champions League, it's like, fuck, like, you know, we tried. You know, we lost by one goal to a team with the best striker in the world, you know, in Bayern. I mean, it was a pretty good performance, you know, I mean... You might look at it and say, ah, yeah, they're chokers and all this stuff, but like...
No,
you
know, this didn't feel like a bottling or anything.
Like a B-wording, you know? It wasn't. So, I mean, I have no issue with that. Like I say, it's hard. Champions League's hard. Look at Newcastle. They qualified. They spent a lot of money in the summer. Didn't get out of the group. You know, it's hard to come back after 7 years and all this expectation. And everyone's waiting for you as well. Everyone's like, oh, you know, all this having been there for 7 years is going to be a bad performance again. But no, they came over Porto, which is a tough team. Come over, they lost a group game in against Lille, I think it was, or Lens. You know, came back and won that. There was challenges in the thing. It wasn't, you know, easy running or whatever, but like, it was a good season for them. Building towards it. I mean, it would have been easy to just fall off after last year, but no, I think...
There was a few moments in the game where, I don't know, it's just such a high-pressure situation where there was mad things happening in the game. There was one moment where, I don't think I've ever seen this, where Haaland and Nacho were both running towards the Madrid goal.
Yeah.
There was no keeper in the goal. And they were side by side sprinting towards the ball, which I was like, that never happens when that position comes up. Like, and Nacho managed to just get there in time and clear it away. But it was literally a side by side foot race to the ball to see who's going to score or stop it.
Yeah. What's the current fraud rating on Haaland these days?
Oh, well, he had a few good chances, didn't score. De Bruyne also scored a great goal.
Yeah. I missed a good chance, though, too.
Yeah, he did miss a chance, which for him is an easy chance.
Yes, you would expect him to score that. His own personal XG was off the charts there.
Exactly. And it was the same with Haaland, I'm sure. There was a few times where it's like, oh, he'd score that 9 times out of 10. And then 9 other players out of 10 would not have scored those chances. But at the end of the game, they got subbed off, as well as Akanji.
Yes.
And I was like, that is bizarre. Now, Pep came out after the game and he said that Haaland, De Bruyne and Akanji all asked to come off. And I thought, bollocks. There's no way. do you know what? I'm not feeling up for the extra time against Madrid in the Champions League knockout stage. That's not, like, at home. No fucking way any of them said that. And now I know they're playing the Champions League semi-final, or sorry, FA Cup semi-final at the weekend. But I can't see any player at that level, no matter how tired they are, going, nah, not for me today. Like, that's they're all so egotistical. That's why they're so good.
Yeah, I wonder what the story is, because I got a notification on my fans football app that said Kevin De Bruyne and Erling Haaland are 25% to play. Which, when they said 25% likely to play, or no, sorry, 75% likely to play, which usually means like they came off the game, but there's been no confirmation as to why they came off. And it's Haaland and De Bruyne. So we're going to say probably injured, but we don't know. So I don't think there's any confirmation. Were they injured? Were they tired? Were they cowards, Will? Did they cower from the big boat?
According to Pep, he said, look, they asked to come off.
Yeah.
All three of them at the same time.
I definitely would have wanted De Bruyne taking a penalty. And also, last year, Haaland scored a lot of penalties. And people were trying to say, Perling Palant. Remember that whole bit we did for, like, it feels like 6 months. But at the same stage, previous to that, they had loads of people missing penalties. They had Jesus missing penalties, Sterling missing penalties. Like, it was a real problem area for them. So I would have wanted him in that moment as well. Him and De Bruyne over, I don't know, randomly, maybe Bernardo Silva or Kovacic.
Yeah, Kovacic, maybe, yeah. To the point where, well, I'll go through the penalties now. So extra time was, honestly, it was very exciting, very tense, but it was a whole lot of nothing because it was Madrid defending with their lives for the whole time, and City just couldn't get through. So it got to penalties then. Modric strolls up, and I thought, here we go. This guy has never missed anything in his life. Saved by Ederson.
Yeah, family. I was surprised, I have to say.
I've never seen it. Now, it was a good save. He got down very far. I'd say that's literally the penalty Modric takes every time.
And he probably did his homework, yeah, I'd imagine. But it wasn't perfect in the corner either now. It wasn't the
greatest penalty. So then immediately I thought, oh, here we go.
Yeah, I thought this is City now.
Done it again.
The City clones, the robots here. Fucking Pep androids coming out. No chance anyone's missing. But
it all changed when Bernardo Silva stepped up for his first career penalty. Immediately I thought, don't let him take one if that's the case. This is not the time to be trying things out. I think he was second or third.
Third, was he? Oh, who went first? The City scored.
I think Alvarez was first.
Yes, Alvarez.
I think it was 2-1 City, I think, in the penalties. And then Bernardo Silva stepped up. And this interesting thing happened where the City fans were loudly booing every Madrid penalty. The whole, like, as soon as it was Madrid turn, boo as loud as you can.
Yeah.
Put them on, whatever we can do. But there was a mix-up where Bernardo Silva was walking up and the City fans had the ball. For some reason, there wasn't another ball up there.
Yeah.
So everyone's standing around waiting. The referee's like, we give the ball back. We can't take the penalty. But it felt like the City fans were like, no, put them off or something.
Yeah.
But it was Bernardo Silva standing there. You could see on his face, freaking the fuck out. And it went on forever. And then the ball gets rolled to him. He did the thing, which is always a telltale sign. Went to put the ball down. It kind of slipped. He had to roll it back.
He's all over the place.
And then he steps up and he just passes it straight to Lunin. Kicks it directly in the middle of the goal. Lunin just literally doesn't move. He just holds his hands and it goes into his hands. It's one of the worst penalties I've ever seen.
It was funny, because you go around the middle, it's like you got to run at the ball fast. I'm going to drive this into the corner, make the keeper go. He kind of walked up. I just think of Lunin's face, Lunin's mind, like, is he going to kick this right down the middle at me? Am I just going to stand here, kick this, and then,
Apparently, I thought this was mad, though. Lunin said after the game that we had to take a risk on one of the penalties. We knew someone would hit it down the middle. And I decided that it would be Bernardo. So no matter what, apparently, he was going to stand and not move for one of the penalties. He's just like, he just had to decide which one it was going to be. Because he's like, one of them's going to be cheeky enough to do it.
And he picked the guy who'd never taken a penalty before.
Yeah, but see, he probably didn't even know that.
That's unlucky.
Also, I don't know if you saw the commentary that was going around. I'm not sure which channel it was on, but one commentator says, Bernardo Silva stepping up here to take his first ever career penalty. Goes down the middle, it's saved. Other commentator goes, Lunin did his homework there.
I bet you'll kick out the middle.
Yeah, and then it turned. Then it's just Kovacic went up. He missed as well. Then Ederson weirdly took a penalty.
That was mad, yeah.
Like, what is going on? Why? This is chaos. Like, and his penalty was great.
Oh,
and
I'm thinking
maybe it was a case of, I could see Pep, an overthinker, being like, they'll never have thought of Ederson's going to take one. They might have everyone else's where they hit it written on their bottles. You know what I mean? That thing. They're not going to know where Ederson kicks it.
Well, it worked. And I remember actually in the 2012 shootouts in Champions League final, there was Neuer was like third or fourth, some of that. And, you know, he played it where it's like he's waiting the goal, the City keeper, or the check goes in, Petr Cech goes in, the Chelsea keeper, and he stands and they're all looking for the person to come from the Bayern lineup. And then he just wastes like a couple of seconds and then he comes out and takes a penalty and like, whoa, this guy, that's Neuer's music, you know? And he comes out and he scored that penalty as well. So it is a good mind trick because keep like looking at which Bayern keeper's coming, what are my notes? And then you see someone from the corner eye going, where the hell is he going? What? You can't take one. Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, that was good. If only there was 45 minutes more.
You like that? You want more? Then there is more. Link in the description of this episode. Click away, sign up, be part of the Ultras. $4.50 a month. Not too bad.
It looks better every week.
No, look, I mean, there's probably people who listen to us promoted before and like, lads, you're not even doing them. Like, why are you doing this? We're even here pretty consistently. We are getting better. It's not too bad episodes these days. It helps when the games are good, you know.
Honestly, that Patreon one we just did, probably one of our best episodes in a long time.
I think everyone is better than last.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I guess if you want to confirm that, you have to sign up and find out.
Link in the description of this episode, every episode, patreon.com/nonsensepod. $4.50 a month, you get this bonus episode, all the backlog as well. You can catch
the backlog is so important, you know, so vital to the genesis of this show.
You're going to be listening to the next, episode, like the next main episode, and we're like, what the hell are they talking about? I don't get any of the references. It's an ongoing thing. You can't miss one. Carl has just froze. So that's all for us. Yes, his screen is froze here. So it looks like it's just me giving you the last seconds of this outro. So yeah, sign up, listen to the rest of the episode, and we'll be back.
I'm still here, and I can Monday hear Will. He thinks I can't hear him, but I'm here.
Man United's glorious run to the FA Cup final, I hope.
Oh, he's talking about Man United, isn't he?